WFSK. He is as smooth, baby, as he wants to be. That Najee, just so smooth, it doesn't even make any sense. Oh, Lord. Okay, now I'm testified. Najee, I feel cleansed now. Najee, how you doing, dear?
I'm doing well, Sharon. How you doing?
Well, I'm excited because I get to have spend my first Artist of the Week in 2020 with the one and only you. And it's just such a joy to see you have a new project out. And it's tight and right like every single one of them have been.
Oh, definitely.
How's you first and the family? Because I know you're a family man big time.
Yes. Oh, everyone's fine. Everybody's grown out of college for the most part, you know.
Yeah. So
everybody's great, you know. I'm grateful for 2020, and I hope yours is, you know, I want to wish you a happy new year, of course.
Thank you.
Yeah, but thank you for asking. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have sweet family. You know, just sweet. And, you know, they love up on you, and you love them, and you're just a good daddy and grandpa and all that. So
That's true. I just had, around Christmas time, my grandson Hendrix was born.
Oh, wow.
And yes, he is named after Jimi Hendrix, by the way.
I was about to ask that question.
His name is, yes, Hendrix Josiah. And, you know, I said, man, they've already made him a rock star.
Yeah, he hasn't even got started yet. definitely. So he'll be hanging around you a lot, I know.
I hope so. Yeah. Yes. My plan.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you are off to a running start in 2020 with this beautiful new project, that Center of the Heart. And did you title this yourself, or someone gave it to you?
Actually, it was a little bit of both. I have a young bass player that I think you guys actually might be playing his music, by the name of Blair Bryant.
He's
been touring with me on the road in 2019. He joined us, and he's been on the road with me last year. It's been a little over a year and a half now, because his first concert date with us was in Africa, of all places.
Wow.
And he's been with us ever since, and he actually wrote the title song.
Oh, man. So,
and I came up with the title, you know, because he's just that guy, man. He's just a guy with a lot of heart. So.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let me tell you this. You know, we have some history with that young man and his father. And our station was one of the very first in the country to play him and support him. And his dad, Damon, knows it. So when I saw that you had him on that cut, I'm like, look at Najee putting that blessing down on that boy. Look at you. I mean, you are just blessing him. And he's so talented. I know that you discovered that.
Yeah, well, you know, he deserves it. He's a great talent. But, you know, I really don't try to put a whole lot of light on me in that area, you know, because coming up as a young boy out of New York City, if it wasn't for people who did the same thing for me, I might have not been the same person, you know. So it's just circumstances just kind of have blessed me to come to a point where I can do that.
Yes, you know? Oh, yes. Well, see, it's not up to you to put the light. I'll put the light, okay?
There you go, Sharon. Okay.
Because I know that is so, you know, he's so deserving and so talented. Yeah. And, you know, his father and mother are just strong towers in his career, and they recognize that their son is gifted. And they have supported him so much. And we had him play here a couple years ago. Daddy rented a van and stuff and put Blair and the band and Mama. And they rode from Kansas City to Nashville and turned it out. And, you know, ever since then, everybody here has really been having an eyeball out for him. So, and Najee, this is just this is, you know, the songwriting that he's been doing. And now he started, didn't I see a video or something with him playing, stepping out, playing for you somewhere on the road maybe 6 months ago?
Possibly, yes, because we did a lot of concert dates over the last year. It's going on, a little over a year now that he's been with me. So it's quite possible.
That's beautiful. Yeah. So, Najee, as a veteran that you are, you know, you like a pawpaw of all this. And because you've been around
I'm not walking around in a wheelchair or anything, thank goodness. No, I'm.
Well, you know, pawpaws and grannies, we ain't like we used to be.
Yeah, that's true.
We swinging and popping. But, you know, you see a lot and deal with a lot of talent and things of that nature. And, you know, you know that opening a door and doing things for the younger generation is encouraging. I know they don't take it for granted when they're around veterans like you, do they?
No, I got to say, you know, I didn't know when I first met Blair. We actually, I had met his father first and over the phone and played on a song on his first album. I was invited to play on there. And, you know, it was just straight business. But I didn't know anything about him until that point. And then, but when I first met him, his humility, his sense of, you know, focus. I mean, he's one of the most focused young men for his age that I've encountered recently, you know. And but at the same time, when he shows up, he leaves it all on the stage, you know. He's so much fun to play with. And he's like a walking encyclopedia. I mean, I feel like I got the best of Ron Carter and Marcus Miller and Stanley Clark all rolled into one, you know.
Definitely. Well, that, as your title track, is where we started on the project with you. And you also have some other, you know, killer folk on here. And I was just going to say, because I love Kenny Lattimore, I don't care what you put him on. Just go on and just give me, you know, just give me Kenny Lattimore. Just come on, y'all.
Yeah, I did it.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You just do not know what you did. I was like, Najee now. And, you know, really to me, it's like this gives you cross format exposure, right?
Yes, I would say. You know, well, over the last, however many years it's been now, that's my tradition to do something with an R&B vocalist. And originally this song was for my friend from Master 7. Gosh, his name is slipping me at the moment. But, you know, at the time... Kevon Edmonds was originally, that song was written for he and I. But at the timing was just bad for him because, you know, they had lost a family member. And and it was just difficult to really pin him down. And then DeMonte Posey, who produced the record, said, man, why don't we just get Kenny? He lives up the street from me. I'm like, really? I said, okay. And, you know, Kenny and I go way back. I mean, we toured South Africa together when Nelson Mandela was president. He and I and Stevie and Shaka, we all went over as part of a gift to the nation that the ex-president was giving. And we performed over there and had the blessing of being able to be at the presidential residence at that time. And and we said to each other, you know, man, I'm a fan. He says, I'm a fan. Well, you know what, let's do something together. Well, it took almost 20 years to do that. Wow. So here we are.
So this is y'all's first time? You know, him being on one of your projects, that's the first time?
Yes. Wow. It is. Very first time that we've ever on record. You know, we've been in concerts on the same stage, you know, at the same festivals and things like that. But,
man.
So I tell you, it's a pleasure to have him. I'm grateful that we were able to get him and you know, he's such a great human being, you know?
So, super. Now, you also have some really superb talent on the rest of this project. Talk about some of the other folks that you feature on here, as well as who's your writer and producer on Center of the Heart.
Okay, so producing a lot of the record is DeMonte Posey. Now, you've heard DeMonte's music with Babyface and Tony Braxton, but he's written pretty much all of Eric Benet's stuff that Eric has ever done. And this is actually our third project together. So he wrote a lot of that. Then we have Greg Manning, who's an excellent keyboard player from Switzerland, who wrote some things, two songs on there. And Darren Ron, you know, great saxophonist and producer. I feature him on the song Face to Face. And how that came about, just very quickly. I went out to Denver to record in his studio. He has a beautiful facility out there in Denver. And because of the high altitude, you know, my reeds for my saxophones, I could not get any of them to work. And finally, his wife had her flute there. And she says, Najee, why don't you try my flute out? I just got this new flute. Mm. I was like, okay. So I said, let me throw it down on the track since these horns aren't working. And Darren, you know, he had his saxophone part there already. Mm-hmm. I put the flute down, and I was like, man, this is a great collaboration. Why do I need to play sax on this? You know? Yeah.
Well, you, between the flute and the sax, you just knock us out. And, you know, that's that back and forth ability. But everything that you have done over these decades has just been so doggone smooth. And I mean, it's like, do you just, you know, do you know that you are born with this smoothness? You know, you're just a smooth dude. He's so smooth, y'all. Najee's smooth.
Man, well, you're very kind. You know, I, you know what? I'm just a kid that grew up in New York City. And I've always been blessed to just, you know, when I run into my old high school friends, you know, they always say, man, everywhere you went when we were kids, you always had that saxophone or that flute, everywhere you went. Yeah. And I tell them, I say, you know what? I'm that kid that just, you know, carried my dream on my back. Yeah. And that's pretty much all it is, you know. Yeah. I come from very humble beginnings, you know, and today I'm celebrating. Unfortunately, my mother is no longer with us, but today is her birthday, you know, so we're celebrating her. She would have been 86 had she been here, you know, today. So
she would have been.
I'm just
so
grateful to the support that I've always had all my life.
You know? Lord. Yeah, you. That's why I say, you know, your family, your sister, your brother, the children. It's just like, you know, you feel like you're at home, you know, being around. Y'all are just so doggone good. Now, I'm telling you this. I hadn't heard a more beautiful version of Alfie than this one that you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Lord, you just laid that thing out. What made you pick that song?
It was one of my mother's favorite songs when I was a little kid. Mm. I always loved the melody. I'll never forget the version at the time I was coming up was Dionne Warwick's version with the legendary Burt Bacharach. Mm. And I always loved the melody, and I always sounded good on flute. But, you know, years later, I heard several versions of it. I mean, a lot of people have covered it, you know, including Nancy Wilson, Sonny Rollins, Barbara Streisand. And I said, you know, I'm going to do it a little different. I've never heard anyone do it on flute, so I'm going to do it on flute. And that's, and I'm going to take a different approach, which was to do it an orchestral version. But at the same time, I rewrote the intro. And I rewrote the end along with DeMonte to give it more of a contemporary feel. So, but it's something that's been on my bucket list of songs to record ever since I was probably a kid.
Man, because I picked that like, oh, yes, Lord. You know, because I go in and I pull out my prime that I feel will sound good in the rotators up here. And, man, that one just does it. I'm like, I'll be in the car on the way home from work. You know, I be tense when I get in the ride, but by the time I, you know, I hear that Alfie, I'm good, baby, I'm good.
So, nice to hear. Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, you know, our station, WFSK, is a blessing, and people know it.
Yes,
and,
it is.
You know, we get an opportunity to stretch out here and, you know, to, as the listener said, help people decompress. And that is a beautiful thing. So looking for the cuts like what you have and what you've done. And then I went the other night, I was glaring at the music and everything. And I'm looking at your stuff and your history here at the station. And I was like, does this brother know? This radio station has cuts from just about every single Najee album ever done.
I do know that, and you know, I've always loved and appreciated the support from you and everyone at the station you know, over the years. And you know, I make it a point when I hear that I have the opportunity to talk to everyone there, I make sure that my schedule is accommodating to whatever time that you guys can do it for me. So I appreciate you very much.
I know you do.
That sincerely.
I know you, you know? Do. I know you do. Because, you know, this week it was looking like we wasn't going to be able to get you on the time when we had set you. And then when I heard that, you know, because I said, you know, he's good. He's always good here. I don't care. you know, that's some people just
have it. You know, I was actually flying. I had flight schedule things, and I said, well, you know, let's make it the time that you guys say it is, and I'll make accommodations. So.
Look at you. See, that's what I'm talking about, y'all. That's love. That you can't mess.
Oh, yeah.
You can't mess with that. And that the facts are, is that your fans, you know, were looking forward and very appreciative to hear from you. When we did the music giveaway during the first 30 minutes of this hour, they were ringing the phones off the hook. And
thank you.
Oh, definitely. And I imagine they'll probably, some of them will be showing up this afternoon to get their CD and put it in the. Yes, Lord, they will. They're straight up fans. They will. And Najee, over the years, you have been of a great, just a cheerleader and supporter for the station for so many years. And you know, this is 2020. The station is 47 years old this year, and
wow,
yeah,
isn't that something?
Yeah, we feel very blessed to still be you know, serving as Nashville's jazz station. And for a recording artist like you, that's throughout your career, what does it mean to have a station like ours, you know, who's long and strong behind you?
Well, you know, it's I can't even tell you how valuable it is, because the industry has kind of taken a setback on instrumental artists. Case in point, the Grammys, you know. You know, it was reported in the New York Times, and not to sound negative, but it was reported in the New York Times maybe 2 years ago that jazz, all forms of jazz and classical music, represented less than 1% of music sales in the industry, which is why we can't get any love from the Grammys anymore, you know, because, as you know, in our industry, everything is driven by commerce.
Yeah.
Radio stations, we just lost the radio station in Cleveland, Ohio, the Wave. And so we're seeing more of these stations like yours, you know, struggling to hang on. And then, you know, the bean counters come along and they say, hey, you know, we can make more money playing the classic rock. So we're changing format. And then there's really not much we can do about that.
That's
you know,
true.
So what stations we have, such as, you know, as what you're doing there in Tennessee, you know, FSK, we're very grateful, you know, very grateful. And then without your support, you know, there's a ripple effect, if you will.
Definitely.
I encourage any one of you who are listening, whatever you have to support the station, please do.
Yes,
and I'm grateful.
Absolutely.
And I will continue to support it as well.
Well, you always do. And you've been with us during, you know, fun drives and all kind of stuff. And I've done called you up and say, I need a word. Can you say a word? And, you know, you always say yes.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, I mean, for real. Well, we just, you know, our listeners here are faithful over a few things. And the few businesses that do support us, they're faithful. And that's the reason why we still stand. But at the end of the day, I do know that this music, to me, from what I'm hearing from the people that listen, is almost like a healing balm. Do you see it like that as a musician, that when you're presenting, you know, the product and, you know, putting together the musicians and writing, that, you know, this could actually end up being a healing balm for somebody?
Well, that's certainly the main benefit. But I got to be honest and say that, you know, for me, I have this philosophy that I don't work with anyone I do not like. You know, and if I don't like them, I don't care how talented they are, what they bring to the stage or the studio, I won't work with them, because there's a certain energy that's brought with whoever you engage with, you know. And I have to say that everyone I've worked with over the last few years have been people that I absolutely love to work with. They're great people. They bring a great energy. And when I'm in the midst of doing the project, I'm not so much focused on the, you know, okay, I want to be nominated for a Grammy, or I've got to get a gold. I don't, you know, to me, I take Quincy's advice that whenever you think like that, that's when God walks out the door,
that
you know. So I really just try to focus on good material, working with whoever I'm with, and that's it, you know. And thank goodness that at the end of the project, in most cases, people support it and love it. And then most importantly, they come out and see us in live concerts, you know, which is great.
No question about it. They pack the house and scream and holler your name, honey. They most certainly do. They do. They holler and scream for you. For that's for real. And that's just purely from the respect of what you do. Now, there are 11. Wait a minute. Is that right? Yeah, there are 11 cuts on here. No, that's 10. Boy, my eyes are getting worse and the older I get. There's I mean, seriously, I'm seeing people with big, giant glasses on. There are 10 cuts on Najee's new release. And, two people I want to ask you, but I didn't. Who is Rod Bonner and Superb Clausen?
Oh, okay. So Rod Bonner is my keyboard player on the road with me. He wrote that song, One Note Love. He was the one that gave me the beat, if you will, that's what they call it. And originally, I was going to reach out to Q-Tip, you know, from Tribe Called Quest to do the rap. And but my son, I thought to myself, well, you know what? My son, Superb, he calls himself Superb. He, you know, I just said, I let him hear, and I said, man, what can you do with this? And he came back with what we heard on there, you know. Yeah, he wrote the rap on there.
Okay. So when you picked
up, we went from Q-Tip to my son. And I think it was a good call because he did a great job.
Well, that's good for him.
You know, good for me too.
Yeah, definitely have your child on there, bless up the family. Now, I know you have favorites on here. You probably like them all 10. But what's your two of your, you know, really, really you love?
I think I love, well, Alfie's obvious for me, that one. And I like that song, One Note Love, is one of my favorites, definitely. And then, of course, the collaboration with Darren Ron, Face to Face. I love that one. So I really have three of my favorites. But, you know, when I'm doing a record, I don't really sit and think about, well, this is my favorite, that's my favorite. At the end of the project, I listen to it and I say, well, this one moves me this way, this one moves me that way, you know. Yeah. And then I stopped listening to it. I don't listen to it for another few years, you know. So,
so what is it in your own personal collection? All them CDs stacked up in decades. Oh, which one you pull out? Come on, tell me which one you pull out. Sometime.
You know what? I got to pull it up because you know I'm that guy that I'm. I have a very diverse here. I just downloaded Kirk Williams' Humanity. I love that album.
Yeah,
that's a great album. I've been going back to. Some of the older Prince stuff because his stuff is surfacing now, and I'm finding tracks that I actually recorded with him showing up on iTunes. So I've kind of been digging in the crates with that. Went back, got some old Freddie Hubbard on here. I got some of the old unwrapped stuff on here. You know, just a lot of stuff. I mean, I listen to a lot of things. Oh, one of my favorite albums that I've heard recently is Elias. I don't know if you like her.
Yeah, I do. But, we play her music here.
Yeah, she's got an album called Love Stories. I've even gone back and got some old Minnie Riperton, you know, so that's where I'm at right now.
Okay, now, if let's just say, for example, you listen to your own, do you ever back-in-the-day stuff?
I do not.
I'm
sorry to say.
For real.
You know what? Because for me, you know, you when you're recording a project, you're living through it, you know? So your mind is on the next bit of music you're doing. And also, you're performing a lot of that stuff live.
True.
You know, every night. So, you know, it's kind of, it becomes part of a routine, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes when I stay in my own zone, you know, I need to have stimulation from other things, you know. So, like, I've been going back to John Coltrane stuff, you know, and Miles and all those things I listened to and grew up playing and listening to. So, yeah, so for me, it's about having some other stimulation in what I do, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
But again, you're getting the artist perspective here.
Yeah. You know? Oh, no question. See, that's why we, you know, we like to hear from y'all because, you know, it helps us respect the music and the players better. But, you know, from way back in the Wayback Machine, you did a song in 1998. And, you know, you probably never play it again or do it again on the stage. But, you know, I'm in the Wayback Machine, I said. And you did this song that I, to this day, it just brings tears to my eyes, called Not a Day Goes By.
And oh, yeah.
Is that your daughter on there?
Those are actually my two sons who are grown now.
My goodness.
The first one is Noah, which you might remember. There's a song called Noah's Ark that I wrote years ago. That he was a little boy. And then the baby on there is my son, Jamal, who just 2 years ago graduated from Morehouse.
Oh, man.
So they're grown now. But, yeah, it was during the time when their mother and I divorced. And, you know, you know how that goes. You have a split family, and I'm living in L.A. They're living up in the Bay Area in California. And they had come by. They had stayed with me for my time with them for like a week or so, and they got back home. They were just leaving a message on the machine that they got home safely and blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, it brought tears to my eyes. I said, you know what? I'm going to put it on the album.
Oh, my God.
You know? Yeah.
Well, it just tears me up. And that song, that came out in 1998, y'all. And I'm still tearing up. I mean, that's some bad stuff. Just, you know, the babies are so tender. When they're leaving you that message, it just I love it. I love it. So tell the children, you know, it's still taking the old ladies out, man.
Well, they're grown men now. The voices are quite different. You know?
That's for sure. That's for sure. But Najee, tell the audience where you're going to be in 2020. I know you're going to be busy. Where are you going to be on the cruises and stuff?
Well. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're, you know, you can follow me on Najee Official on all formats, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And my website is NajeeOfficial.com. Okay. So all the tour dates up there. But tomorrow, we start in Akron, Ohio, and Cincinnati. Mm. I just found out we're sold out on both cities. Mm. So our first concert of 2020 begins in Ohio. Okay. And from there on, we're doing the Capital Jazz Cruise, so that'll be taking us to different islands in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And I believe we have Mexico this year and a few others. We're now talking about Europe and other territories, of course. So,
check out the schedule.
Yeah.
NajeeOfficial.com, right?
That's right. And y'all don't feel sorry for me like your life is so hard. You drop.
Oh,
nah.
Man, look.
My life is not that bad. Trust me.
I know. Look, I know. I've been around you. You know, life is good. And you definitely. And he's you know, blessed and highly favored. And, you know, you just do such things for others that'll keep you always in that light, you know, that good light.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Najee, you know, WFSK, we by your side. And we ride with you, honey. Wherever you throw down, we're going to put it in. And
I appreciate you.
Yeah, you tell your management label, we, Shawnee, the folks at, you know, Bill Kayson, all of them, thank you for this great project. And I appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Definitely. Call us if you need us anytime, Nahir.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to say one thing before I go. Listen, I would love to come to the school and do some workshops sometime. So perhaps at some point.
I'm working. You know, I'm still working
student,
on that.
You know, I would love to come and just be able to do some workshops, you know, and get with the music students. Share. I mean, and they could be playing workshops. They could be just industry. You know, we could talk about anything.
Well, and I've been talking to Dr. Paul Kwame about that. And you know, the provost change and the ball drop, but we just got through having our email back and forth that we're going to resurface that one. Right after you and I had that conversation a couple of years ago, I came right back to university and I met with the people, and then, you know, somebody got sick, and then the provost changed, and the new administration and all this stuff. I'm like, oh, now what? So, you know, but I have not let the ball drop, because you're not the only one who has constantly said that to me, that they want to do things musically here. So I just need to get the ball on this campus rolling and talk to the people who can make it do what it does. So you'll be hearing from me soon.
All right, Sharon.
Thank you so
much. It's great to talk to you again.
Oh,
thank
you too. Much love to everybody.
You as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.